here with Broncos Ring of Famer Rick Upchurch, coming out here visiting practice a little bit. During all your time playing, did you ever play for an interim head coach, a situation like the Broncos are going through right now?
Well, no, not really. I just remember one time that Max Coley was one of our coaches, and back in 1976 with John Ralston, and Max Coley got ill and wasn't able, you know, to be our offensive coordinator, and then John Ralston had to step in. But as far as an interim head coach, no, that never happened.
How tough, Joe, do you think it is for the players right now to sort of just focus on the game and not worry about their head coach?
Well, you know, the thing about it, they understand what's at stake, and they know what Gary Kubiak expects of them. And so they're going to go out, they're going to practice, they're going to practice hard, eat everything that they have to eat today and get ready for Thursday and go out and win another football game.
Got to ask you about the special teams rules nowadays. You know, you made a living returning kicks and punts. What do you think about the rules now, especially limiting returners?
Well, I think, special teams has been a part of football forever. It starts the game and sometimes it ends the game. So I think it's a big integral part. It's a third of the sport, and so I think it's a very important part of the sport. So, for them to diminish it the way they have as far as kickoff and punt returns are concerned, I think you're taking away a lot of the excitement of the football game.
I'm sure that Joe DeCamillis agrees with you. Last one here. In a week, it's the Ring of Fame dinner. Are you excited to get the whole gang back together?
Oh, absolutely. That's always a great time. And, you know, the three guys that are going in, Simon and John and Jason, they're well-deserving. And we're going to welcome them in, and we're going to have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Broncos Ring of Famer Rick Upchurch.